This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mamas, to the first solo episode of the Happy Mama Movement. Every other episode, I'm going to share with you the insights that I am finding in my own life, perhaps some tools or things that I've read with the experts that I connect with every week, and hopefully share with you the reflections that I'm having so we can all grow and build this beautiful life together. But for this first episode, I really want to talk about how this all came about. I want to talk to you about what the Happy Mama Movement is really about. I know some of you have been with me for many years, but for those of you who are new, I want to share with you where this all began. So 9 years ago, I fell pregnant with our first daughter. I'd only been married a few months and I was kicking ass at my career. I was in a place that I was really proud of. I was working as a producer for the ABC radio in Adelaide and I was on my way. As someone who has spent most of her life being super ambitious and super connected to being busy, this was the perfect place for me. I felt like I was making it. And motherhood, although desperately wanted, this was a baby that I could see slotting into my life very clearly, how wrong I was something that I thought I would only be able to do, you know, on the side. I'd still be able to live this full life that I had really wanted and craved. And then, as motherhood tends to do, it completely unraveled me. My beautiful baby arrived after not an ideal birth at all and was born with a condition where one side of her neck and her face hadn't developed properly inside my body. She was so squished in the womb that her left side of her neck and her face hadn't developed the muscles. Her foot was also pushed up against her shin, so she needed to wear a brace, and this poor little bubba was in so much pain, and really so was her mama. Both of us were struggling with our new roles, her to be earthside and me to have become a mama. And as we spent the next few months really trying to figure out how to do this together, it cracked me open in so many ways. I really thought up until then that I could do anything. I had spent most of my life with this facade on that I was super capable of everything. You know, I loved it when people say, "I don't know how you do it." I loved it when people would make comments about how busy I was. That was part of my ego and where my value came from. A big part of my sense of self came from all of that. So when motherhood came along, all of that was stripped away and I did not know who I was anymore. I also didn't know how to be a mum and was blown away by the fact that I couldn't just ask a question or read a book or someone tell me what to do, please. I doubted that I'd even done the right thing by becoming a mum. I specifically remember my husband and I looking at each other in those first few weeks thinking, have we done the wrong thing? Maybe we shouldn't have done this. This is so hard. And I remember walking to the hospital, which was around the corner from our house in Adelaide, every day for 2 weeks to get Scarlett into physio and to sit with the midwives to try and make her feed because she wouldn't feed. And I just couldn't wait to walk through those doors because once I was inside, I was in this bubble of support. The nurses would take the baby. They'd show me how to feed. They'd settle her for me. They'd make me cups of tea. sugary tea, and I just felt like I was safe. And then when I had to leave at the end of the day, I was so lost. It was absolutely the greatest catalyst for change in my life, and that's what I believe motherhood does. It is the best lesson for us modern mamas that are addicted to outside external validation, because babies don't give you that, and you have to step away from all of that to be a mum, even if you go back to work again after a while. The reality is that your sense of self will never come from that in complete process again. We have to find a new way to value ourselves, which is pretty hard in the modern day world, when we don't value motherhood, when we don't value slowing down, just being in the moment. We certainly don't value things like keeping your house warm and beautiful, providing gorgeous healthy meals, just being there for your partner, all of those things that I know in my world I thought was so 1950s. I would never have predicted or accepted of myself that I now speak about the joy of being a mother. Every feminist bone in my body hated that for many years, because surely my role in life is more than just being a mum and a wife. And of course it is, but a part of my role in life is to be those things too. And the more I resisted that, the more I rejected it, the harder my life was. But over the years, what I've discovered is that this cracking open that started with Scarlett, and then cracked open more with the second baby, and then ultimately cracked with the third, is the greatest chance for me to finally figure out who I am. There's no more facade of me being busy. There's no more hiding behind the person I think I should be. There's no more swallowing my words. There's no more just pushing through. I've realized what it is that really makes me happy and who I really am, and that I'm okay with that person. I've realized that to be the best person I can be, I have to learn who I really am. And over the years, beautiful mamas, I've spent so many hours reading books and interviewing some of the best authors and experts around the world about this self-awakening, about this realization of the big important questions like what it is to be who we really are and how to connect with our spirit and our soul and be the best person we can be and not yell at our kids and have a beautiful, passionate relationship and have a soul-fulfilling career. You know, just those little questions that we're all trying to figure out. And whether you go down the totally traditional path or go much more woo-woo spiritual path, everyone agrees that our growth comes from our breaking. We have to go through those moments of being on our knees and saying, I can't do this, for us to really find our true strength. We have to break to let in the light. And that's why motherhood is the best teacher. Because this, on a daily basis, challenges us to figure out who we really are and who we want to be. It pushes our buttons and brings us to the brink of breaking so often that the only way out is to go in. And that's what this is all about. So over the last 9 years of mamahood, I have realized that there are three key things I have needed in my life, and I believe all mamas need in their life, to finally start feeling connected again, to finally start feeling like they're doing a good job, that they're actually happy with this stage in their life. And those three things are creativity, simplicity, and connection. Creativity means to see that we are inherently creative creatures. As women, it is our job and our role and our soul's desire to create something every day. We created life. We're here to create, whether it's a beautiful breakfast, whether it's in yoga or a passion project, or just in the way that you dress each day, the way that you show up in your life is a creativity. It is a creation. And when we can start connecting with our own creative spirit again, rather than feeling like we're just on the treadmill of life, rather than feeling like just another day, I'm just a slave, I just have to push through, this is just crap, there's no time for anything else. If we can find the creativity within our lives, then that's how we start to rise again. And the second thing we all need is simplicity. Noise, clutter, busyness, it's all we have in our lives and it feels like we're drowning. So many mamas beg for me to talk about decluttering. How do I get rid of all of the crap in my life? And it's not just in our life around us that we need to clear the clutter, it's within ourselves too. It's about slowing down. It's about saying no. It's about accepting that this time in our life, it is not a time for us to have it all. Let's reassess what we really want and simplify our lives and connect with what's really important. And then the final third thing that we need is, of course, connection. We need a deeper connection with our children rather than feeling like we're just moving them around every day and getting through the day. We need a deeper and more passionate connection with our partners that is so lost when we have our children. And we need to come together in a new way and a new understanding. We need to connect with each other in a beautiful and supportive way as women. And of course, we need to connect with ourselves. We need to connect to the true self that's inside and nurture and nourish her. Because when we do that, that's how we're happy. That's how we become who we want to be. And for me, that's how I finally dropped the facade of being that busy superwoman and be happy with who I am now. So beautiful mamas, I call this a movement because I do feel that this is something that we can build together. That the more I build on myself, the more I can help you and vice versa. And the more we can do this together, the more we will change our children's lives. We will show them that self-compassion, simplicity, and love, and a much more beautiful way of living our lives is what it's all about. Not this busyness, not this external validation. So it is my hope that with this podcast and my magazine, that we start to build this movement where we connect with each other in a beautiful feminine way and give ourselves permission to change the way we value our lives. I can't wait to share it all with you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au. Until next time, beautiful mama, Sat Nam.